This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The House Majority Leader says it's still not clear exactly when the public will have access to hearings in the impeachment inquiry. Maryland Representative Steny Hoyer telling CBS's Face the Nation,
time is not constraneous. The truth and the facts are constraneous. We are going to move as soon as the facts and the truth dictate that we have.
Meanwhile, four White House officials who are scheduled to give depositions in the impeachment inquiry today are not expected to show up to do so. President Trump's now threatening federal funding for California over wildfires in that state, saying on Twitter over the weekend that he blames California Governor Gavin Newsom for, quote, a terrible job of forest management. The president saying every year wildfires consume California's forests and the state always comes to the federal government for funds to fight the fires. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The Democrats on the campaign trail over the weekend, one of them Vermont Senator, presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders, holding a rally in Minneapolis, Minnesota, blasting President Trump, saying that he wishes the House would impeach the president even if it wouldn't stand up in the Senate.
This is a president who deserves to be impeached and will be impeached.
The FAA is investigating after a United Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing just before 7 a.m. Eastern today at Newark Liberty Airport in New Jersey. Flight 800 was bound for Orlando. It had just taken off from Newark when the pilot declared the emergency, saying they smelled smoke in the cockpit. No one was hurt. The previously unbeaten Patriots now perfect no more. New England fell 37-20 to the Ravens in Baltimore in Sunday Night Football. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A Democratic congressman from Connecticut says the GOP is turning into a cult. Democratic lawmaker Jim Himes telling Fox News Sunday that every Republican voted against the House Rules Committee resolution advancing the impeachment inquiry because they're becoming a personality cult for Donald Trump. He says Republicans are afraid to stand up against the president because if they do, he says they'll be bashed on Twitter and will lose elections in their primaries. Himes, the second top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, says he expects to see open hearings within the next 2 to 3 weeks in the impeachment probe. At least one person is dead from a multi-state salmonella outbreak. The CDC says the outbreaks put 8 people in hospitals and tests show there's a link to ground beef, though they have not yet found the specific source. And Airbnb is putting a stop to party houses after a shooting that left 5 people dead at an Airbnb rental in Northern California. More than 100 people attended the party in Orinda, about 20 miles east of San Francisco. The 5th victim died on Friday. The person rented renting the house told the owner she was holding a reunion for about a dozen people. Police are still searching for the shooter. Airbnb says it's immediately banning party houses and redoubling efforts to combat unauthorized parties. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll. That's what we do at 6 minutes after the top of the hour, getting this country back on track. I had a chance to, go to the movies, saw Current Wars, the director's version, the new cut version without Harvey Weinstein's involvement with it. But the thing was that I found that was a little bit interesting was suddenly there's a lot more commercials being played. Did you notice that? And, I guess about 4 or 6 weeks ago, Regal and Cinemark made a deal and said, they checked out and people said, hey, look, we want, less, movie trailers played. Prior to the movie. I can't imagine that. I mean, you sit there and you gotta sit through about 15, 20 minutes of movie trailers. And so the way they read it was that, well, they didn't want to hear, want to see more movie trailers. They actually want advertisement. So, I mean, I'm sitting there in the theater. The movie, they tell you the movie starts at 5 minutes after the hour, right? And at 35 after, the movie is just getting started because between advertisements, turn your phone off, all the other stuff that goes along with it, trailers, oh, yeah, I got some trailers, and lots of advertising. I couldn't believe it. Well, the only good news, I guess, is that now that when you go to the theater and you buy your ticket in more and more of these movie houses, you get to select your seat. Well, if you get to do that, then you know that you don't need to run into the theater right away because you've already got your seat. So take your time because you're going to get 30 minutes of, movie trailers and advertisement. I mean, it was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. I'm sitting there going, we had like 15 minutes of advertisement before we even got into movie trailers. And then the movie trailers were intermixed, so if you want to look at the movie, and I don't mind the movie trailers so much, but it's just a matter of how much time. But now we're being bombarded with at least 15 additional minutes of ads. But they didn't do anything about our ticket. Our ticket is still the same price. Now we're paying to be advertised on. Somehow there's something deficient there. At least they should do is give us a free Coke or something, just for Haas. Meanwhile, our weekend was filled with all kinds of fun and frivolity over the race for impeachment as that continues and as people get revved up. And as I said last week, you got to be careful, as much as possible, because you can get caught under this this wave of energy and emotions flying around, especially if you get caught up in this partisanship. And I don't blame you. I mean, you know, people who are, you know, for Trump are insulted. You know, 63 million people voted for the president. And from day one, you know, the Democrats, forget about what Nancy Pelosi says. I mean, she's got to be just delusional, sadly mistaken. I mean, it's just, you know, again, when they're talking, it's like, wait a minute, you have no memory of these things? I mean, this came from your mouth, your own mouth, you said these things, and suddenly you forget, and now you come up with a new story, altogether different. And, you know, and here it is, you know, she says, well, it's not like anybody gets elected to Congress and says, hey, I'm gonna go to Washington, D.C. to impeach the president. What do you mean? Didn't you hear what Jerry Nadler said? You didn't hear what, you know, Tlaib said? Rashida Tlaib, you know, we're going to go and we're going to, you know, impeach this, you know, what she said. Not very nice. But that's the way it's been from day one. I mean, because the president is outside of the traditions of the Beltway. He didn't come up, you know, through the process. And the fact of the matter is we, the people, are pretty smart because we knew something was wrong, so terribly wrong with D.C. To ask them to fix the problem is like asking asking somebody to do brain surgery on themselves. It's just, it's untenable. It's not going to work. There's just too much, as you can tell, already too much, you know, partisanship, too many, you know, holy cows there that, you know, they don't want to touch. You know, they're not going to really deal with this problem, but we need to have a businessman come in and look at it and see what's going on here, with our government. And how it's been abused. But I think it's kind of classic, though, you know, all the knot tying that they get themselves and the twisting that they get themselves into, Adam Schiff and, you know, the entire company of the Democrats that are so revved up in these talking heads. I mean, it's like, come on, you know, the American people are smarter than this. You don't need to, you know, make it seem like everything is so dire. I mean, you know, I think that people who break the law, who actually kill somebody and, you know, get more justice and more due process than this president has gotten. I mean, that's how disgusting it is. I mean, you know, to hear them talk, it's like it's a foregone conclusion, you know, and I understand attorneys kind of talk that way because they talk that way because they have to bill hours, you know, and they've got to, you know, give you this idea that they're significant and they know so much. But the fact of the matter is all this stuff has to be adjudicated at the end of the day. And with that in mind, okay, so you get the declaration of impeachment. Okay, we don't have that yet still. We've got something in between, which is so goofy, but leave it to the Democrats to come up with something new. So here it is. We've got something in between. We don't really have, we have impeachment light kind of taking place right now. But nonetheless, it's there to bruise up the president. There's no doubt about it. You know, as Al Green said repeatedly, you know, we can't beat him at the ballot box. You know, we got to find some other way to take him out. And so this was their answer, you know, from day one. Let's come in. I mean, you know, as we talked about, there is a fact pattern that has been taking place with the Democrats. They just, you know, it started with the Russian collusion, and then it morphed into another topic, and now it's Ukraine, and you know, but it's the same fact pattern. They even, you know, they're so stuck in this fact pattern that they use the exact same pattern and mode as they did for Kavanaugh. If you think about it, you know, break it down. Hey, they got the information before everybody else. They sat on it. Boom, voila. They throw it there at the doorstep. And the Republicans and Mitch McConnell wasn't sure how to handle it. And meanwhile, we get somebody out of the realm of anonymous reporting, fake reporting. And of course, you had to feel some compassion because here's somebody who says, hey, look, I was violated. And in the era of the hashtag MeToo movement, you've got to be overly sensitive about it. So you've got to, you know, give Dr. Blasey Ford, you know, give her some credibility until you find out later on that she's nothing more than a political operative. And they used her. And, you know, she's here she is. She works for a company that produces the abortion pill. The morning after pill, and she's on payroll for them, and clearly it's all about Roe v. Wade, and clearly her stance against Kavanaugh was because, he's going to come in like he's single-handedly going to be responsible for reversing Roe v. Wade. So here we get this whole story. Nobody goes to jail, and, you know, there's no follow-up on this stuff. She just comes in, disrupts the whole process. Her attorney's complicit with it, and it's okay. And so here we go. We've been going on for 3 years with Adam Schiff. Oh, I've got it. I've got the information. He's good as gone. We're going to lock him up. He's out of here. And after 3 years, we still don't have anything. But now, oh, no, no, I got something new. You just have to give me a little bit more time. I'll figure it out. 15 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation continues right here. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you think that worries. I trust your taste in the difference. Thank you.
can kill.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. Good to have you with us at just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. As you've heard me say so often, in the absence of fact and truth, opinion rules. And that's what's going on here. The Democrats want to continue to keep it behind closed doors because, as Susan Freeshow said over the weekend, you know, process shapes the narrative. And this is what the Republicans are up in arms about, is that the process is being controlled by the House. Well, the counter should be, to me, should be the Senate. Where's Mitch McConnell? I mean, it's like, okay, don't let the House just run by itself. I mean, it has full control. So they've stacked the deck. They've got more representation there in those behind-closed-door meetings. And, of course, they try to make it seem like it's all fair and it's all a front. We know it's not. I mean, you know, the Republicans, you know, can't ask certain questions when they start asking certain questions. Well, then, you know, Adam Schiff steps in, says, no, you know, you're not going to ask that question. That was of Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, because they wanted to know, because he did say, look at, you know, I talked to people about this. I have a problem. See, this whole mess, I mean, this happens in any kind of organization when you get, you know, whatever number of people involved. Let's just keep it in simple numbers. Just say you have a couple dozen people. You have a couple dozen perceptions on this. And you bring your worldview, you bring your own prejudices into your perception, right? You may say, look at, I'm apolitical, but look at, you know, I don't think that that even exists, especially in D.C. I mean, you may be apolitical by announcement, but in mindset and perception, you're political. And, you know, so you're going to bring that perception, too. So you're listening to that phone call. You get a couple dozen, maybe more people listening, you know, that phone call. And depending on your political stance is what you're going to hear. I mean, admittedly, I read the transcript. I say it's no big whoop here, especially people who are in business. And the thing is, it's kind of comical about all this is we're talking about political animals, where their whole life operates around quid pro quo. I mean, there's a classic story of you know, Nancy Pelosi when she was a young girl in her father's office, who was mayor. What was it, Pittsburgh or something, or Chicago? I can't remember what city he was mayor, Philadelphia. And she was there, and she somehow picked up the phone and, you know, turned it into a quid pro quo. I mean, this was at an early age. This is the way politics operates. I mean, it stinks to high heaven. They always want to know what's in it for them. I mean, keep in mind, there was a Chicago governor, remember? Remember him? You know, he sat there and said, look, I got Barack Obama's Senate seat. If you think I'm going to give it up without getting something, you're in trouble. Well, you know, he was a little too arrogant about it, and so he got caught. But how many other governors, how many other Senate seats or seats that could become available haven't been leveraged? I mean, this is just what makes the world go round. It's dirty. It's messy. It is. And I'm not saying that it shouldn't be. It's just what it is. Okay. And this whole idea, you know, I love it when they get into this deal of, well, it's not necessarily ethical or it's not necessarily moral, but it's legal. I mean, this is the world in which they operate under. See, and then you wonder why we're so confused and why we're so frustrated and why we wanted a guy like Donald Trump. Not that Donald Trump is necessarily the bastion of all truth and fact, but we know it's such a mess. It's like, okay, how bad is the problem? It's terrible, ladies and gentlemen. It's worse than you think. I mean, I spent a little time. I had to review Peter Schweitzer's book, Secret Empires, because I said, gosh, we're spending so much time on one chapter of the book, which is Hunter Biden and what happened. And that's a mess. I don't care what Joe Biden says. I mean, that is a total mess. That's one of those, well, it's not necessarily ethical, it's not necessarily moral, but it's not illegal. Okay, you know, it's kind of like in the old days, and which weren't that old, frankly, when they were talking about insider trading. Another thing that Peter Schweitzer pointed out, Nancy Pelosi, of course, very guilty of it, and a lot of other people, Denny Hastert, I mean, you go on down the line, because it was the order of the day. They could get away with it. So they could operate in insider trading. And, you know, Congressional Ethics Board, you know, allowed them to do it. The committee said, no, it's fine. Until there was such outrage about it. And you can thank Peter Schweitzer for, you know, blowing the whistle on that one and saying, hey, look, there's something wrong about this insider trading. Should this be happening? And this has been going on, you know, like forever, right? These making untold amounts of money. And then you wonder why somebody comes in to serve the government, supposedly serve themselves, actually, but to serve the government. And they come in, they can hardly make it. They've got barely 2 cents to rub together. And suddenly they leave 8-10 years later and they're multi-gazillionaires. How does that happen? You know, I mean, there's lots of quid pro quo happening here, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, now you got the kings and queens of quid pro quo claiming that the president did something that was quid pro quo. Well, I guess it takes one to know one. And, you know, there's a little bit of a fine line. I mean, we might all agree that there might be a bit of a fine line here. I don't think it's as dubious and as unclear as what I was saying earlier in terms of something not being ethical or moral or legal. You know, I think it's your perception, but this is what happens in court, and they work it out in court. But no, you know, right now the Democrats want it to be operating in the court of public opinion. It's kind of what happened to one of their own here recently. You know, and I thought it was quite rich that Katie Hill wanted to blame, you know, the right wing conspiracy on her problems. No, you knucklehead, you're the one that got naked pictures of yourself and you got them out there. And, you know, we teach our kids all the time, you know, you need to be careful about these selfies and what you do, because once it's out there. All right. And she's 32 years old. She's a congresswoman and she lights up her own career. I mean, it's not like somebody took these pictures and she didn't know about it. And, you know, so, but somehow she's got to claim like it wasn't her fault, you know, that this got, no, it is your fault. I mean, this is the problem, is that we've walked away from self-responsibility. It's always somebody else's fault. You know, it's the Republicans. It's Donald Trump. California. Gosh, California, where do you begin? Oh, yeah. I mean, did you hear this latest? My buddy who lives there, I used to have kids that live there, but they're not all that aware of what's going on. But he tells me, he goes, Bill, he says, California spends all this money for this special resolution that, you know, because here we just went through daylight savings time, right? He says, okay, they spent all this money to get it on the ballot, to have the people vote, okay? Resoundedly, the people said, yeah, no, don't change the time. Leave it as is. We're just not going to do it. We're going to be like Hawaii. We're just going to leave it. Don't touch the clock. We're going to do that, right? Now, this costs millions of dollars, the taxpayers' money. So after it passes, they said, oh, we forgot to tell you, in the small print, it was conditional. The condition is, if the federal government announced that they were going to, you know, not change time, then we would go along with it. I mean, you needed to spend all that money just to go along with the federal government. If the federal government says it's not going to do it, hey, guess what? Everybody's in. You know, there's no opt-out on it because of commerce and everything else and all the other states involved. We got to be consistent, right? But no, these knuckleheads go and spend millions of dollars and the people pass it. And once again, their vote has been negated, just like with Proposition 8 there. 8 million people voted, said, nope, last time I checked, definition of a marriage is between a man and a woman. Yeah, that's, you know, common sense. We're going to go with that. That's what we're going to vote for. And one judge, who happened to be homosexual, and says, nah, you got it wrong. So he eradicates 8 million votes in one fell swoop with his signature. And it's okay. You know, in California, they just kind of just ho-hum. I mean, look, this is all... it's all going to come to a head sooner or later because we can't continue on with this kind of insanity that's taking place. I mean, the Democrats continue to waste time and waste our money on all this silliness because they didn't like the results of 2016, and they're so impatient and they're so insecure with their own message and what it is that they have to offer the voter electorate that they've got to get rid of President Trump before the election. I think it's quite obvious what they're doing here. And it rings hollow. And I believe, yes, there is a price to be paid. And I believe, unless I'm seeing this all wrong, but I'm telling you, I believe that the American people are smarter than this. They're taking names, and they're going to come up and they're going to vote And maybe the Democrats will be able to hear them now. 29 after the top.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The House Majority Leader says it's still not clear exactly when the public will have access to hearings in the impeachment inquiry. Maryland Representative Steny Hoyer telling CBS's Face the Nation,
time is not constraneous. The truth and the facts are constraneous. We are going to move as soon as the facts and the truth dictate that we have.
Meanwhile, four White House officials who are scheduled to give depositions in the impeachment inquiry today are not expected to show up to do so. President Trump's now threatening federal funding for California over wildfires in that state, saying on Twitter over the weekend that he blames California Governor Gavin Newsom for, quote, a terrible job of forest management. The president saying every year wildfires consume California's forests, and the state always comes to the federal government for funds to fight the fires. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down. 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Time to talk about the elections and election fraud. You know, with state elections next Tuesday and the 2020 elections in the U.S. just over a year away, Facebook is announcing several new measures to help protect the democratic process and is providing an update on initiatives already underway. Facebook says it is taking seriously its responsibility to stop abuse and election interference on its platform. It has made significant investments since 2016 to better identify new threats, close vulnerabilities, and reduce the spread of viral misinformation and fake accounts. With us to talk more about it is the head of public affairs at Facebook, Robert Tram. Robert, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. Well, boy, I'll tell you, there's so much to talk about this. Your boss was just on the Hill talking about how the whole process needs to be fair. It seems like some of the politicians wanted to restrict Facebook. But I got to tell you, I'm with him. I appreciated his perspective that it should be open, that they should be careful to put themselves in a position. Now, when I say they, I'm talking about Facebook, to be the arbiters of political ads as opposed to Twitter that just decided altogether, hey, we're just not going to accept any political ads, right?
Well, Bill, again, thank you very much for having me on the program. This is a really important topic. So, you know, Mark was testifying before Congress. This was the House Financial Services Committee to talk about two things. One, to talk about Libra and Calibra, which is our cyber cryptocurrency thing that we're trying to get off the ground. But also, he wants to chat about free expression. Mark was at Georgetown University almost about 2 weeks ago to talk about it's inherent as an American. It's a part of our DNA to be able to express yourself and to be able to talk about things or to express things in a way that's respectful, of course. But that's inherent in our right. And, you know, Facebook is all about connecting people and to your family and to your friends. And so what Mark wanted to remind all of us of is that as painful as this may be in terms of one person's free speech could be someone else's person's hate speech, and we have to mitigate that. It really is about making sure that people have a voice and using a platform such as Facebook to be able to express that voice.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, let's face it, the sensitivity of today's marketplace is such that, using the wrong pronoun is going to upset people. And we just have to get through this process to figure out, okay, what are we going to ultimately live here with? But again, I congratulate Facebook, their proactivity. I think they've been a lot more proactive than our government in terms of protecting the integrity of the platform. I mean, it had been suggested, our former president said not one vote was changed, and then we have somebody suggesting one vote was changed, and it's hard to imagine, and you know better, Robert, the amount of money, which seems to be a paltry amount of money that was invested by the Russians, allegedly, into the 2016 election. I've been in marketing most of my life. That kind of money is not going to move much of a needle.
Well, one of the things that we are trying to do at Facebook, and we're really gearing up for this going into 2020, is fighting foreign interference and truly combating inauthentic behavior and making sure that the pages from anyone is more transparent. And so we want to do three things, Bill, quite frankly. We want to increase transparency going into 2020. We want to reduce misinformation. And we also, to my earlier point, want to fight foreign interference and make sure that Americans, this is an American election, and that Americans have all of the information that they need and want to make an informed decision for whoever it is, whether it's for governor, for president, for member of Congress, or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the wake of the 2016 elections, what did Facebook learn so that they can do a better job in 2020?
I think a couple things we learned. One, I think we were a little bit too slow to really understand the foreign interference. We own that. I think the other thing that we were a bit slow on is just the spread of misinformation, how quickly it spread on this platform and other platforms, and we will own that as well. And that's why we learned a lot in 2016, and going into 2018, we felt like we were in a pretty good place, and going into 2020, we felt like we were in a better place because we're learning and getting better at this.
Well, and that's the idea that people need to appreciate, that this is a process. I mean, 2016, like you said, maybe caught a little bit off guard. I mean, you want to think that people are, respecting Facebook and are happy to be working with it and protecting, I guess, being more vigilant about the integrity as far as much as would concern any one individual. But the fact of the matter is there's outside players. And, you kind of get what you give. America, it's not like we have pure hands either. And we can't claim like we've never interfered with somebody else's politics. And so we're getting a little bit of what we've served out ourselves now, right?
Well, I'll let others kind of talk about that if they want. What I really want to chat about is how we, I think, are pretty geared up in a really good way for 2020 and making sure that the spread of misinformation is demoted, making sure that people know exactly when they should vote. So let me give you a prime example. So voter suppression, we saw that in 2016 where people would say, oh, you should go out and vote on Christmas Day. Well, Bill, you and I know that voting does not happen on Christmas Day.
Right.
But unfortunately, that happened on the platform. And so once we see that, we immediately take that down. So any type of voter suppression, any type of misinformation when it comes to where you should vote or how you should vote, we will take that down because that's just un-American, and that's just simply not right.
Robert, this is an incredible job. I mean, it must just take a huge number of people to monitor. Give our audience an idea, if you can, without revealing too much inside information, how you manage this kind of traffic.
Yeah, so let me just give you a little bit of context, Bill. So we have over 2 billion users that use the platform on any given day. So that's tens of millions, hundreds of millions of content every single day. So there's two ways that we look at this, right? So there's humans and there's also machines. We have over 30,000 content reviewers around the world that take a look at this content every single day. And they're looking at, frankly, some of the best content about your birthday party or your parents' 50th wedding anniversary in those pictures or, you know, or something like that. But they're also looking at, unfortunately, some of the worst of the worst, that thing that people put up on the platform and very quickly trying to take that down. But in addition to that, we are also working with machine learning and AI, artificial intelligence, and looking at people's behavior and actually taking that stuff down, the bad stuff down, even before it's posted.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, what is Facebook's policy regarding the posting of false or misleading political ads? If you can clarify that for us.
Yeah, so it's two things. So if you're a politician running for office or if you're running for re-election, it is not our responsibility to be able to fact-check what that politician says. That is the job of the voter out there. We empower the voter to be able to ascertain whether or not this politician is saying the right thing or the bad thing. However, if a politician posts something or tries to run an ad that runs against our community standards, whether it's hate speech, whether it's inciting violence, or, as I said before, if it's misinformation around voting, we will take that down.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm glad you brought in the responsibility of the Facebook user because this is symbiotic, is it not? I mean, in terms of monitoring, we're all in this together.
So that's the balance here, right? So we want to make sure that our users have a truly authentic experience on the platform and that they're sharing the information that they want to be able to share. I use the example of our parents' 50th wedding anniversary or, you know, grandpa's 90th birthday. That stuff is really, really important to our users. We know that, right? But we as a company have a responsibility to try to not spread misinformation, to try to fact check as much as we possibly can, and to give you the option. So, for example, if in fact you see an article out there that says that the world is flat, there's a pop-up now, and you would afford that to your, let's say, to your wife. Mm-hmm. We have a pop-up that says, hey, you know, there's articles out there that debunk this, that says, in fact, that the world is, in fact, round. Are you sure you want to still forward this message that the world is flat? Because that's simply not true, yes or
right.
No.
That's
if
good.
If you say yes, okay, that's your responsibility.
Sure.
But we have a responsibility to say that's really not true.
Exactly. Well, one final question here, Robert, as we wrap things up. How can people use Facebook as a resource to be better informed about the candidates and the issues surrounding the election?
I think the most important thing is to listen to your friends, but also to get information from other sources as well.
Robert, where can they go for more information?
You can go to Facebook.com, and you can go to the bottom of the screen, and you will see our newsroom post, where you can see more information about all our election integrity efforts.
Robert, thank you so much for the time and information. Really appreciate it.
Have a good day, Bill. Thank you.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. Owning a home makes Americans happier by giving them the power to build personal wealth and make valuable memories, according to the latest Home Buyer Insights report from Bank of America. In fact, 83% wouldn't go back to renting. Furthermore, the majority of homeowners believe that buying a home is the best decision they've ever made, and 79% believe becoming a homeowner has made them a better person. Helani Kerr, Retail Sales Executive for Consumer Lending at Bank of America.
The latest Home Buyer Insights report reinforces what we always knew. Owning a home allows us to build wealth, create memories, and it just makes people happy. Most homeowners credit that happiness to the emotional attachment they have to their home. Interestingly, they're also significantly more satisfied with their financial well-being than non-homeowners. It's no wonder Americans agree homeownership is the path towards a happier, more financially stable life.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Back with you, America. This is Bill Martinez. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. As we come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, got a real treat. We're going to be talking about the new Tom Hanks movie. It leaves you wondering, is there any, and I've talked with several critics in the past whenever Tom Hanks' names comes up, is there anything that he cannot do? And you're going to see him in this new movie just in time for Thanksgiving. He's going to be opening up in theaters on November the 22nd. The title of the movie is A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. We're talking about Mr. Rogers, and here to talk with us about it, filmmakers and writers Noah Harpster and Micah Fitzerman Blue. Hey, guys, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, great to be here. Thanks, Bill. Good.
Noah, did you have this sense of privilege in writing the script for this movie? I mean, to deal with an iconic figure like Mr. Rogers, I mean, it's like, wow, families, kids, tradition, everything on the line, don't mess this up, right?
I mean, you said it. I think there's a huge sense of responsibility when we set out to write this, and especially once we got to know sort of the people in the Mr. Rogers estate and Joanne, his widow, and some people who have, you know, devoted their lives to Fred and his company and his mission, I think it became very apparent that the stakes were high and that we had to do justice to Fred and to his story.
Mm-hmm. Micah, Noah speaks of the mission. Mr. Rogers was such a figure that a lot of people didn't realize until later on, even probably after his passing, that he was an ordained Presbyterian minister.
That's right. His faith animated what he did on the show and in his life. He was never proselytizing through the show, but in his interactions with everyone off camera, through all the people he helped, he had sort of a personal ministry. Mm-hmm. That wasn't something public facing. It wasn't something that he ever sort of claimed credit for. But Noah and I have the enormous privilege of doing research for this movie in the Fred Rogers archive out in western Pennsylvania in Latrobe. Mm-hmm. And we uncovered, box after box containing letters between Fred Rogers and the people who he would meet, be it on an airplane or, people who worked with him for 50 years. Everyone had their lives touched by Fred. Fred was emotionally insistent that if you had something going on, he would draw it out of you and he would work with you to make your life whole or to help you on your way.
No, is this what made Fred Rogers so special and, allow him in a way to, transcend generations and decades of, television and entertainment?
Yeah, I think there was not a false bone in his body. He was the same person all day long, whether he was, writing and producing and starring in his show, or he was, being a father to his son, or if he was, giving the commencement speech at Dartmouth. I mean, he was consistent in his message and consistent in his beliefs, and I think he was also consistent in his shortcomings. I think he was not afraid to admit that, life is hard, and that, mm-hmm. He said, there is no life without pain. And I think that he wasn't afraid of that, and he wasn't afraid to ask big questions as he went through life. I think, it was just about his consistency,
mm-hmm.
And that he was truly unique and truly pure to who he was for his entire life. And I think that lives on now.
Exactly. Well, Micah, you spoke of his mission for our audience and your understanding. I mean, in all the research that you and Noah did, what did you discover and how would you express, his mission to the audience today?
Fred Rogers fought every day to help young people deal with their emotions. By so doing, he also helped the grown-ups in their lives deal with their emotions, too. We have, for Noah and I, this project, we've been working on it for 10 years. And when we first started out, Noah had, a stubborn toddler. And when we were filming last fall, I had a stubborn toddler. We realized that we had this incredible privilege, which was we got to spend this decade learning how to connect with our children, how to be more patient dads to our kids. And that's what he was trying to do in big and small ways every day, all day.
Noah, where did this motivation come from Fred? Was there something, dramatic that happened in his life that caused him to see things more from a child's perspective? What was it that motivated him?
That's a good question. We're not entirely sure. I think, his parents adopted a baby when he was, 11. And so he spent a lot of time watching this child grow up and watching this child develop. And I think that
That's when he started using puppets, even when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't actually know kind of where the lightning struck down and what moment it was that created Fred Rogers. But I do know that he worked at it every single day, and that it was not something that he just woke up one day and had the gift. It's something that he thought he saw as a practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he prayed for people by name every morning. He exercised every day. He played the piano. He was actually a music composition major, and he used these outlets, these tools, I think, to build his ability to be the man that he is, and that to be that person who's there for so many people for so many years, carrying the burden of their problems and their needs. I think it's something that he worked at throughout the entirety of his life.
Well, we're talking with filmmakers and writers of the new movie that's going to be coming out in November, just in time for Thanksgiving. It is the Fred Rogers movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. It stars Tom Hanks. Micah, you were saying that this has been like a 10-year project. When you first started, did you imagine that Tom Hanks would actually be portraying Mr. Rogers?
I mean, we imagined it all day long. It being the reality is a very different thing. When we got the word that Tom Hanks was going to be in our movie playing Fred Rogers, we lost our minds. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. It was always sort of a hope of ours that we could even get the script into his hands, but for him to sign on, it was incredible.
Mm-hmm. Noah, for you, how did that happen?
Well, I think it happened the same for all of us, which is when Marielle Heller came on to direct the movie, she said, "Hey, who have you always thought of for Fred?" And we said, "Tom Hanks, but let's come down to planet Earth real quick." And she's like, "Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Let me call him. Let me see what he says." And so we picked our jaws off the floor, and she called Tom Hanks. And he read the script, and he said to Mario, I guess I should do this with you, huh?
Hmm.
And that was him saying yes, and that's when Mike and I lost our minds.
Oh, that's incredible. Well, we know that you had a chance to screen the movie at the Toronto International Film Festival. The fans went nuts. I mean, a near-perfect tomato on Rotten Tomato. You know, the affirmation that you've been getting back from people has got to be rewarding and give you a great sense of pride in all your hard work. Right, Micah?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. It's always terrifying, as I'm sure you know, when you put something out into the world, suddenly it doesn't belong to you anymore. And you sort of have to sit there with other people judging you. But, you know, I had a friend who got to attend our screening at Toronto, and he has a new kid, and he hadn't spoken to his dad in 3 months. And I saw him the next day, and I said, you know, what do you think of the movie? And he said, "I called my dad. That's my review."
Wow. Wow, what a blessing, huh, to be a part of that. Noah, as we wrap things up again, I'm so grateful for you and Micah to come on the show and talk about this new movie, the Fred Rogers movie, that I know fans are just going to go bananas over. It's so touching. And, Micah, thank you for that story, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of healing as a result of it, because here it is. It's all about this one man who inspired a world to kindness. And it is a true story, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, opening up in theaters on November the 22nd. Noah, Mike, again, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.